This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, last night was WTIC night. Part of our relationship with the Hartford Yard Goats is all four of the stations sort of get a night. And we were supposed to do it earlier in the season, but I couldn't do it, and we were there last night. And there's a couple things about late August. I mean, Tim Restall from the president of Hartford Yard Goats joining us. When you get lucky with the weather, there's nothing...
nothing better.
Oh, my goodness, was last night gorgeous. And, you know, it was... warm at the beginning, but comfortable throughout, and I just was just I really enjoy walking up to the park and seeing all the people there, and there are regulars. So I go to the park 4 or 5 times a year. There I see a bunch of the same people every time. Like I don't know if they're season ticket holders, they just go all the time.
Yeah, I mean it's nice to see so many different families, friends at the ballpark, and you know especially in August. You know we always think it. You know August is still summertime, but last night I mean the sun. You know, I was out in center field, and the sun was just cresting underneath the roof of the ballpark, and it was beautiful out. And it's just, you know, that's it's eating, drinking weather, great weather. It's dry. You know, that's you couldn't script a better night.
Yeah, and it's really fun for us because now we've been doing this for a couple of years, and we know people, and it's just really fun for us to be there, myself and Matt on the field.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about your first pitches, but
no, I just don't want to. I'd rather Ephus it than try to bring heat and hit the bull. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So no, absolutely.
I just, yeah. You that thought was Matt's was better than mine? I think
that was good. Your hair was on point. Like I mean, it looked good.
Thank you.
You know,
Matt didn't take his shades off. By the way, you know, kids go back to school. You got to incentivize people. The giveaways this week, and we'll get into it. What did you say, Matt, on time? I don't even remember what you said. Okay, the giveaways this week are unbelievable. And you 2 more weeks, right?
Yeah.
So you have this week.
Yep. This week and next week.
And then you finish on the road?
Yeah, we finish in Richmond, which is going to be exciting because Richmond is actually getting a brand new ballpark last year. So if you follow the history of the Yard Goats, our first pitch in franchise history was at Richmond. At the Diamond.
Because you don't go there that often, do you?
No, I was there for our... I threw out a first pitch at the first Yard Goats game. I did. It was a strike. It looked good.
All right.
There was a lot of TV cameras there. And then I'm trying to plan to go down and see the last game at the Diamond, which would be nice.
And then you get on the plane to go to Richmond, right?
Yeah.
You don't drive there.
No.
I heard it's a great city. I got some friends who have kids that go to the University of Richmond. We'll go through the promotions one by one. In a lot of the stuff. You know, the bowling shirts, the Hawaiian shirts, we'll talk about that. But I do want to, before we take a break, in my hand, I have a baseball hat that's got a zipper pouch above the Yard Goats logo, and it's a fanny pack hat. Who came up with that?
We have a great promotions team.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. It's think about it. It's a fanny pack that meets a hat. right? I mean, it's the best of both worlds. So it's a
don't lose your hat if your license is in it. I don't know what date is, but we'll go through all the promotions after we take a quick break. Of course, you know, the Hartford Yard Goats, their playoff tickets, they go on sale today.
They're on sale right now.
Yeah. Yep. And so I don't know if you lost a game last night.
We did.
Okay.
We did.
I know you lost the game, but did you lose a game in the standings?
No, because Binghamton.
They lost too?
They beat Somerset. Okay. So, yeah.
You're chasing Somerset.
We're chasing Somerset, but Portland is right on our backside. So it's going to be an interesting week of baseball in Hartford. Actually, interesting next 2 weeks.
And you're a half game out.
Yep.
And so if they win the second half, then they'll play the first half winner to see who's the champion of the Eastern League.
Correct. Yep. So our first playoff game would be the Tuesday in mid-August. I have to pull it up, but yeah.
And we'll get to the home game. Like, are you guaranteed a home game?
Or? If we make the playoffs, yes, guaranteed to play a home.
Good weather week. I mean, we talked earlier in the season with Tim Restall, president of Hartford Yard Goats. You could have the best operation in the world, the best baseball team, but if it rains, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And
that's the polite word.
Yeah. I mean, right. I mean, and you had tough weather earlier in the year, and this week looks good. I mean, Friday, none of it looks like a washout. Friday looks like the most challenging day. And are you doing fireworks on Saturday?
Yeah. Fireworks Saturday, kids running the bases Sunday. So
it looks phenomenal. And, you know, we talk about, I don't know if I should say this or not, but generally speaking, you know, a lot of the promotions are even better at the end of the summer because the kids are back at school and you want to incentivize people to go, right? And what do you have this week? I mean, last night they had the fanny packs. For some reason, it's not my thing, right? I'm not a fanny pack guy.
Well, you can also go crossbody.
That's what Game Day Connor did. But I mean, he can pull it off, but it's not what I do. I mean, it's just not my thing.
Well, it was Sherpa, too. So, like, it's a little fashionable.
Yeah, and it feels good to the touch, too. I mean, I love it all. So let us know what you got the rest, because you're home two weeks, then you finish on the road. So you have a huge run here of cool stuff. So just take us through this week.
Yeah, so tonight we have the Floridian shirt giveaway, which you see there, which is
my son Bennett is going to go bananas for this.
Yeah.
It is so cool.
It's a Floridian style shirt with a little goats on it, which is great. We have tomorrow, we have the bowling shirt giveaway. So that was a big, you were a big proponent of that last year.
I like the purple, blue,
mix it up a little bit. And then Friday night we have the cowboy hat giveaway.
Yeah, we got that over there. And it's legit.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, you're going to wear this out.
It's going to be on Halloween costumes.
If you're into cowboy hats, this is pretty good. So Saturday night's fireworks, Sunday kids run the bases, and then we're off on Labor Day, give everyone a break.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, we have the fanny pack hat giveaway, which is 90s night.
How many of them?
There's 1,000 of them.
1,000?
1,000 of them, yeah.
And people were lined up. There was a couple hundred people right at the gate when you opened up yesterday. And why not? I mean, the tickets are modest anyway, but the giveaways, it's not like the Red Sox, like, I don't know, I've never done a giveaway because growing up,
You didn't. Yeah,
they never had to do that stuff. But now they, like, have special thing on your ticket, and then you have to get in a line.
Yeah.
So you're not guaranteed. So it's not like the first 1,500 or 2,000. It's like, and then you don't know if you have a star in your ticket. And then I was like, what are all those people waiting in line for? So there's a giveaway. And it's just maybe it's too hard with 40,000 people. I don't know.
We do the first 1,000 fans. So first 1,000 fans that come to the ballpark, get here early, get some great gear.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just I love the stuff you do for that stuff. And the shirts, I mean, are phenomenal. And we appreciate you bringing a couple examples in today. I want you to tell me about just really quickly. We're talking with Tim Restall, president of Hartford Yard Goats. Just remind me, if they make the playoffs, what's the format?
Yeah, so the format, so we are the first half championship, which ended in June, Binghamton Rumble Ponies, the Mets affiliate, they won that. So they're going to have home field advantage. So if we come in either first or second, because if Binghamton wins the division right now, the second half, which they're doing right now, we would need to come in second place to
Oh, because you have to have a playoff. So if they win both halves, the second place in the second half makes the playoffs.
Yep. And so it would be, we would have a potential playoff game on Tuesday, September 16th at Duncan Park.
Is it 2 out of 3?
It's 2 out of 3. Yep. And so then we would get the first game, and then game 2 and game 3, if needed, would be in Binghamton.
So you go back and forth. And last year you lost.
Yeah, we lost. We had home field advantage, so we won the first half. So we went to Somerset and we lost, and then we.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lost at home against Somerset.
So that's, I mean, you know, Bobby Meacham is your manager. He's had some, you know, there's some tough stretches. You're home, you lost 6 straight at home.
I know. I was talking to our manager, Chris, our old manager, Chris DeNarfio.
Yeah, he was there last night.
He said those were 2021 numbers, because when he was managing in 2021, it was almost every homestand we were losing 6 in a row. It was a tough year. But that's what minor league baseball is about. You know, your players develop and they get better. And, you know, losing 6 and against Harrisburg, and then we went down to Somerset, which was a half a game or 4.5 games ahead of us. And we took 5 out of 6 at Somerset. So
it's just great. And honestly, with a lot of minor league baseball, you know, from a fan perspective, you want the team to win. But we've talked about this in the past. Winning or losing doesn't necessarily impact attendance, although the more you win, though, it's always better.
It always helps, yeah, absolutely.
But that balance between development and winning, because the manager wants to win because his future will be judged mostly on that, but the goal of the organization is to develop the players. I'm sure there are pitching decisions and so on. He really has to manage differently, right?
He does. And that's also, it's what they're planning on AAA and at the major league club, right? I mean, it's about developing these players to get to the major league. So not that, you know, probably to us, it's important, obviously, to win a championship in Hartford. But for the Colorado Rockies, they want to build their program so that they can be competitive at the major league level.
Matt, did you go loaded tots? Mark went loaded tots last night. Did you go anything in center field, or did you skip it? You skipped it? What's up with that? You on a diet? You dieting again? What are we? Are we awakening the 180?
No, we did the wing toss, so we didn't want to be late, like going all the way to center field and going back.
Did you happen to see it?
I did not. Okay. I'll have to pull the video.
Yeah, we'll have to pull
the video. Was it entertaining? Did he?
I guess it was a tie. It was him and his buddy against his two other buddies. And Matt was mad because when the guy tried to catch another one, one fell out, and Matt thought it should be disqualifying. So then they finished it with a rock, paper, scissors up in the stands to determine the victor. And were you the victor?
No. Neil is a national rock, paper, scissors champion.
Do you think there's a talent to rock, paper, scissors?
I don't know. Maybe. It's all psychological.
It's all psychological. Yeah. It's what you're going to throw, right?
Right, but I mean, does somebody read people's minds better than others? Like, are you good at rock, paper, scissors?
No, I'm not good at rock, paper, scissors. Are
you're clearly not good at rock, paper, scissors. Hey, real quick, by the way, Tim Restall, Hartford Yard Goats president here with us, and Brian and company. They play 7-10 tonight against the Portland Sea Dogs. A lot of people locally like to catch that game because it's a Red Sox affiliate, and they're here all through the week. And there are great giveaways all the way through. Again, it's 7-10 except for Sunday. Sunday's a 1 o'clock game. Tonight you have the Floridian shirt. Then tomorrow you have the bowling shirt, which I love the purple. No offense to the brown, but the purple looks way better. Cowboy hat on Friday. And then Saturday you got fireworks. It's the second to last fireworks of the season. Yeah. Will you do it in the final week? And then on Sunday the kids are going to run the bases. So, and then we have a bunch of other stuff. I want to ask you, and Matt included here, a buddy of mine just sent me this morning, Hollywood Reporter did best sports movies of all time. And this happens all the time. And the number one movie on the list is Raging Bull. 25 is Bad News Bears, which I think is a horribly low placement. Yeah, and Miracle's not even on it. So it shows me who are the dork bags who are doing this list. But give me your – because baseball has amazing movies. It always has. For me, like – I mean, the Bad News Bears, I just love the fact Walter Matthau is a genius, and awesome. He's drinking beers in the dugout of a little league. But I love The Rookie a ton. I mean, Bull Durham is means a lot to me personally, and that movie is phenomenal because people don't understand on cable because it doesn't have the swears. It's phenomenal. And Slapshot's, but that's hockey. But give me your favorite baseball movie.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah. Without hesitation.
No hesitation. Yeah, I mean, Bull Durham was a great movie, but Field of Dreams that's mine.
I love Moneyball, and Major League is a close second because I just think that Bob Uecker is so brilliant in that movie, so funny. Everything he says is just hilarious.
It is a funny movie, and you know the thing about Field of Dreams. I read the book. I have a huge connection to that story. We got to go. I went to boarding school. And I was really taught, it was tough. Mm-hmm. And my English teacher was reading a book called Shoeless Joe on the side. And I asked him about it. And, I was super lonely, didn't have any friends. And he was a mentor to me, he's passed, James Falhouli. And he gave me the book. And I read it over vacation for Thanksgiving. And it was the book that became the movie. So I was a snob about the movie for years.
Yeah.
I didn't see it in the theater because I was like, it doesn't top the book, so I'm not going to see the movie. The movie's great. They do a great job with it. And now I've seen it 42 times, But back then I was snobby about it. But I think Moneyball, what I love about Moneyball is it was a brilliant movie because nothing really happens in the movie, right? Yeah. They don't win the World Series. Mm. I mean, they have the streak, but the story goes they couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Because nobody thought they could make it, and then Brad Pitt bought the rights to it and made a great movie.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's the backstory of it. Well, listen, Tim, I say this many times. We love our partnership with you. We think you're so important to the city of Hartford, and I think people should go out. The weather's going to be great this week, and you got games, again, all at 7-10 at Duncan Park in downtown Hartford, except for Sunday, which will be a 1-10 game. Thank you, Tim.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian, for having me on.
Tim Restall, president of Hartford Yard Goats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.